morning.
Good morning.
So if you were, hold on just, if you're here and waiting on the oyster case, we're going to break probably, I would say, about 20 minutes after, if I'm a guessing person, 20 minutes after 12, 12:30. Be back here, please, by 1 o'clock.
Excuse me. You know. The oyster brown case, he has to be at work at 2 o'clock or he's going to lose his job. And it's very important that I do return back to work, so is there any way that we could have a hearing on that? On the oyster, Robert, the trial oyster case. We've been here since 8 o'clock. I know you don't really.
Yeah, so have I. Anyway, let's see.
We got here early. They said be here at 8:30, and we found out it was 9:30.
How many here in protest that wish to be heard on this matter? That's going to be a long case. I'm sorry. We're just going to have to go with the agenda the way it is. Proceed, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. So, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Allison Lay. This is my first time presenting before you. So, for this application, we're going to be in the city of Hampton, and we're going to be acting as the Dune and Beach Board. The applicant, Michael Lincoln, requests authorization to construct a single-family dwelling with an associated retaining wall along the Chesapeake Bay at 828 North 1st Street in the city of Hampton. So the location isn't too far from our current location at Fort Monroe. It's just up the beach in the Malo Beach area of the city of Hampton, and this area has several homes that are built on jurisdictional beach and dune. The lot where the proposed home will be built is one of only two remaining lots in this reach of the Malu Beach area, and it is characterized by a vegetated dune at the landward edge of the lot and then grades down into a beach. This is the design for the home. Mean low water is indicated here in blue, mean high water in green. This red line right here is the alignment of the rear of the house, which is also in line with the neighboring residence, which is already constructed. The neighboring residence also has a deck, which is about the same distance off of the back of the house as this deck is proposed to be. It also consists of a retaining wall where a parking pad will be constructed, which is landward of the neighboring home's retaining wall, which is indicated by this pink line. The house will be constructed on pilings and will be raised to the elevation that is FEMA approved for flood insurance. Here is the retaining wall here. Again, mean high water and mean low water. Here are some pictures from the site. You can see right here at the landward edge of the lot the vegetation for the dune. Here is the beach and the Chesapeake Bay along with the neighboring home. Here's a good view showing all of the homes down the beach. And again, this home would be aligned with the neighboring home. Staff understands the applicant's desire to construct a home on his property. While the construction of the proposed dwelling will not meet VMRC's adopted guidelines for beaches and dunes, this area of Malo Beach was developed prior to the coastal primary sand dunes and beaches legislation, with residential dwellings previously encroaching upon the jurisdictional beach. In keeping with the historical use of Malo Beach, the Commission has previously approved permits for the construction of single-family dwellings in this area, provided that the project meets requirements to protect the beach resource as much as possible. These requirements have been to require any houses and their appurtenant structures to be aligned such that they do not encroach any further channelward than those of adjacent properties and that the house be built upon pilings. The applicant's proposal meets these requirements. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1408 of the Code of Virginia. Staff recommends approval of the single-family dwelling and retaining wall as proposed. The permittee shall also execute a transfer of this permit to the property owners upon completion of the project.
Maybe a little dense. What does the last line mean? Permittee shall also execute a transfer of this permit to the property owners.
So the applicant is the builder. He and his company will be building the home.
Okay.
And then the permit will be transferred to the property owners who will be moving into the home after it is completed.
Question for council. Does he have standing to apply for a permit to build the house and then turn that over to, or is the permittee or the applicant supposed to be the property owner?
I think it's fine for him to get, as long as
you say it's fine.
Permission from the property owners.
You say it's fine, it's fine with me.
People aren't actually doing the work, so.
Okay, I just kind of a little bit different from what we've normally experienced here, but anyway.
Let me ask a question.
Yes, sir, Mr. Zeidman.
Who owns the lot?
The property owners own the lot. Mr. and Mrs. Cross, yes.
Further questions by Mr. Zeidman?
So why didn't the property owners apply for the permit?
The builder took on the responsibility of applying for the permit and filling out the application. Is the
contractor applying as agent for, or just in his own name?
So there is an applicant, and then there is another agent, Ms. Julie Steele, who helped with submitting the plans and the drawings with how we like to see them submitted. So it's kind of a complicated application, but we do have the applicant signature, the agent signature, and the property owner signatures on the application.
Mr. Watkinson,
yeah, I just want to add one thing in response to Mr. Zito's question. He asked about acting as agent. I think it's a matter of interpretation of what an agent is. We have an opportunity for someone to act as an agent in submitting the application just to fill out the paperwork and represent the applicant from that perspective. In this case, it seems as though the builder is the owner's agent to construct the property and get all the permits in his name, and then eventually we wanted to put the condition in here that so that the permit of record authorizing that structure would live with the project. We wanted to transfer to the owners upon completion of the construction activity. So that was where we came from in this situation.
So it's kind of like a situation where I own a piece of property, I've got a contractor comes in, the contractor's the one who goes to the courthouse to get the building permit. Is that kind of it?
It kind of is here. I'll be honest with you, we like to generally have the property owners as applicant, but given the way the beaches and dunes ordinance is sort of written and similar to the wetlands ordinance, it says an applicant, it doesn't refer to property owners in terms of who can apply. So we allow for others to get the permits, and in this case, that's what we've done based on their request.
Okay. Mr. Zeidman.
Right, so say the contractor violates some kind of conditions here. Who do you go against, the contractor or the owner?
We'll go against the contractor as the permittee in this case, as long as he's got the permit in his name.
Upon completion. Okay. All right, I think I've got it. Last line, upon completion of the project, I think that holds the contractor responsible until the CO, certificate of occupancy, has been turned over. Okay. Any other questions for? Great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, sir.
Come forward.
Sure.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got.
I do.
Yes, sir. State your name for the record.
Michael Lincoln.
Okay.
I'm with Bayfront Development, and I was hired by the owners to represent them to build their home. And part of that process was to get down.
Move over just a little bit, but there you go.
Yeah. Part of that process, obviously, is just like you said, was to get down and apply for a building permit. And so that's what I did. And in that process, they notified me and told me that a VRMRC permit was also going to be necessary. So I got the form, filled it out, and submitted it, and here I am today.
Okay, so you understand from A to Z, you're responsible for anything and everything that goes on with that property as far as the permit is concerned until you turn the keys over to the new owner?
Yes, sir. That was the intent.
Okay. Questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here wish to speak in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.